everybody. Welcome back to another week at Faith Over Fear. Hope you guys had a good week. For me, it was, again, another busy one, but man, how exciting it was to watch March Madness kicked off. So if you listened to last week's episode, you heard me talk about how my Tar Heels were taking on the NC State Wolfpack in the ACC Championship, and I was I had high hopes, I had high expectations, and obviously at the time of recording the episode, I had no idea what was going to happen. That being said, the NC State Wolfpack pulled off the unimaginable in winning the ACC tournament, and I don't say that because they're playing the Tar Heels. So for all you Wolfpack fans listening, I'm not saying that because you took down my Tar Heels. I'm saying that because, man, they won 5 games in 5 days, something that only one other team in college basketball history has done. No other team in the ACC tournament has ever done it, but they went on and won 5 games in 5 days to punch their ticket to the big dance. And now here we are, it's Saturday. You know, as much as you guys know, you're listening through, you know, to this throughout the week. We record these the weekends before. So today is actually the second day of the NCAA tournament. So my Tar Heels, they did solidify a 1 seed. They got a pretty big win in the first round. So hoping that they continue to push on against Michigan State tonight. For all you Wolfpack fans out there, man, congratulations. To be honest with you, I wasn't really that upset about losing to the Wolfpack. It's been 37 years since they've won an ACC championship game. And man, it was just, it was historic. I mean, what they did, how they did it, as a fan of basketball, as a fan of, as a fan of March Madness and the tournament and the ACC tournament, and just a fan of basketball in general, man, it was really actually awesome to watch what NC State did. My twin brother, as most of you who listen probably know, my twin brother and one of my best friends, big Wolfpack fans. I've got family, cousins, grandma, mom, who are all Wolfpack fans. So there's always been a special place in my heart for the NC State Wolfpack. And so congratulations to you guys. I'm going to be 31 this year. My twin brother, my best friend, we're going to be 31 this year. They've never seen an ACC championship game. Or excuse me, victory. So congratulations to Wolfpack. They did actually end up pulling another upset in the first round. So I'm hoping that they can take down Oakland. In my opinion, I actually think that they kind of dodged a little bit of a bullet. Kentucky losing. So now they're going to play the 14 seed. Man, if they win this one, they get into the Sweet 16. So that would be, that'd just be nuts. Going from, you know, not making the tournament, coach possibly getting fired, to winning the ACC championship. Now you're in the round of 32, possibly having a pretty good chance of getting to the Sweet 16. So to all the Wolfpack fans out there, even though I'm still pulling for my heels and I hope we pull the championship out this year, congratulations. I hope you guys enjoy this ride. Man, what a ride to watch Wolfpack fans just go nuts, man. So congratulations to all you guys. Like I said, guys, I love this time of year. I love March Madness. I love, you know, I sat my kids down and explained to them, you know, they keep saying, Daddy, all you do is watch basketball, man. What do you like? You're always putting basketball on. And I'm like, boys, you know how you feel about, you know, my oldest son, he loves fishing and he loves, you know, animals and getting into watching fishing videos and making fish traps and doing all that. I said, you know how you feel about that? And then my second son, my youngest son, he's big into making stuff, web shooters, and it's actually pretty amazing. And that's a, you know, story for another day. But I explained to them how much they love doing that. They spend their time doing that. That's what they love to do. And they're like, yeah. And I said, when I was your age, it was basketball. It was the ACC tournament. It was March Madness. It was Carolina basketball. Man, I love it. And I said, when I watch it now, it just reminds me of being a kid and watching it. You know, I'd get home from school, you know, maybe do my homework, maybe not do my homework. I don't know. But I would rush to get the TV on. And even back in the day, you know, school kind of stinks these days. They used to let us watch the ACC tournament in school. You know, as long as we behaved and we did our work, they'd turn it on, let us have it on during our work. And it just was awesome. It was such an awesome time of the year. And so I just love this time of year. But even more so now that I'm an adult, now that I'm getting older and I'm a husband and I'm a father and my family has started a church and I've got this podcast, I've got this ministries, and I've got so many things in life that are so much more important. I realize that I still love basketball. I still love March Madness. I still love this time of year, but you know, it always falls around Easter or somewhere, you know, close to Easter. And man, that's so much more important. And I, you know, as much as I get jazzed up watching basketball and I love it, and you know, I do get jazzed up watching it, man, I just realize as an adult, I should be that much more enthused about what God did for us through the Easter season. And so I've been waiting for this week's episode. You know, this is the week before Easter. Tomorrow's Palm Sunday. I just love this time of year. What Jesus did for us, I just love this time of year. And so this week, we're going to be talking about the story of when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. We're going to be calling this week's episode, Here Comes the King, as we kind of highlight the story. And before we get into the story, I kind of want to share something that's been on my heart. And I was actually at lunch with a friend of mine earlier this week. I actually haven't even had a chance to really talk to my wife about this yet. But I see these videos of people. There's this guy, and I don't even know who it is, but he goes around asking people, do you believe in Jesus? And he's out in like LA or New York or something like that, some crazy, you know, far leftist. So I anticipated there not being a lot of believers out there or people willing to say that they're believers because of the, you know, the demographics of these areas, but not a single person said it. And I watched these videos for, you know, minutes and minutes and minutes. And it's so many people come through, man. And they just, no, I don't want to talk about it. I don't believe in Jesus. He's not real. It's just over and over and over and over again. And it just broke my heart. It broke my heart, and I've been watching these leading up to Easter. And so on top of that, when I started watching all these videos, I was listening to Ben Shapiro. He was talking about retirement age, and that's a whole other story. But he kept saying that people find purpose in work. So when people retire, they lose their purpose, and so therefore they end up dying because their health goes down and their activity goes down. Everything goes down, and that broke my heart. And so I'm sitting here listening and talking about, you know, how elderly people who retire end up, you know, kind of going downhill quick, and all these people who don't, you know, don't love Jesus, don't know Jesus, don't believe in Jesus. And these were people who ranged from, you know, 18 years old to old elderly people, you know, in their 70s walking around, and none of them said that they loved the Lord. None of them said that they believed in Jesus. And then I hear Ben Shapiro talking about how most people find purpose in work. So when they retire, and all of this stuff has just, it really stirred up a lot of emotion in me because I don't find purpose in work. And so it kills me because we find our purpose in the wrong things on this earth. And so I really wanted to talk about that, but I'm going to save that for after Easter. And so we're really going to dive into purpose after the Easter season. I can't wait to talk about that. But how much more important is it to talk about purpose when we talk about what Jesus did for us on Palm Sunday and what Jesus did, or why we celebrate Palm Sunday and what Jesus did for us? And so that being said, I want to look at the purpose of Jesus and what he did in the Easter season sums up his purpose in its entirety, and he knew it. And so this is, and I'll go to that in a second. So let's just read the story. It's John, and this is in the New Testament, a couple different places, but we're going to be in John chapter 12, verses 12, going through 16. It says, the next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey, on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all of this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. And so what that's kind of going over is this was a prophecy fulfilled by Jesus. And so actually in another chapter in Matthew, Jesus actually, and it's in the red letters, Jesus tells them, he tells two of his disciples, go before me, go into the town, you'll find a colt, he'll be tied up. Tell them it's for the Lord and they'll give it to you. And so that's what they did. And Jesus said, this is, you know, and it was said that he was doing that to fulfill the prophecy. So he knew what scripture was saying about him. He knew that it had been written that, see, your king is coming seated on a donkey's colt. So this was Jesus, what? Fulfilling a prophecy. He was what? He was fulfilling his purpose. And again, I can't wait for a couple of weeks when we talk about this, but man, the purpose of Jesus was to save you and I, period. He wanted to come and he wanted to be our salvation. And that's what he did. And so as, you know, you guys are listening to this now, Palm Sunday has passed. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to worship on Sunday. I can't wait to hear the message on Sunday. I can't wait to prepare ourselves for championship week leading into the greatest champion of all, Jesus. I cannot wait. And this week, as we're talking about Palm Sunday and we're reading the scripture, and you know, I just want you guys to keep in mind as we go over the next couple of week of purpose, because we all have purpose. We all have purpose, but it's not in work. It's not in your job. I'm not saying that your purpose can't be played out in your work, but it's not your work. If you think that your purpose is to just get up and go to work and that's it, that's not your purpose. Your purpose is deeper than that. Our purposes are meant to be deeper than that. Jesus didn't just wake up and go die. he didn't just wake up and go do his job and go you know, about his business. It was deeper than that. There's deeper meaning and purpose than just getting up and doing something that you think that you're supposed to be doing. Okay. And so this week, as we're getting into Easter, and man, I just want you guys to understand what we're about to celebrate. I know we always, you know, we in America, we go through our holidays so quick. We go through Christmas quick, Thanksgiving quick, Easter quick. We love it. We anticipate it. It gets here and it goes and we don't talk about it again. We wait until the next year. And I don't understand why we do that with Easter. I don't understand why we have so high anticipation for Easter that it gets here and we're happy and we go to church and we get all our family going to church. And then Monday, it's like it was just another thing gone. It was another thing checked off the list. It was another thing done. And now guess what? We're on to Memorial Day in a couple of weeks when we get another day off of work and we all get, you know, to rest a little bit. That's not what Easter is. Easter is our faith. Easter is our purpose to serve the one who served us, right? And so this week, I want you guys to meditate on Palm Sunday. I want you guys to meditate on Easter. And I'm going to challenge all of us. This goes to me too, because I'm not talking about just the, you know, I'm not talking to people when I say that we just get to the holiday and go to the next day. I do it too. My wife and I were just talking earlier how this past Christmas, we wanted it so bad that we started it way too early this year. And by the time Christmas had got there, we were kind of, I don't want to say burnt out, because I don't think I'm ever truly burnt out of Christmas. I mean, we were walking through the antique mall earlier today and I saw some Christmas stuff and it sparked a little joy in me. So I don't think I ever truly get burnt out of Christmas, but it was almost like we had burdened ourselves with the responsibilities of what Christmas is. And we tried to push it so hard into our kids and push it so hard and everything that by the time Christmas got here, we were just like ready for it to be over. And I don't want to do that, you know, but we do that with all our holidays. We do that, you know, with Easter. And I don't want to do that with Easter. I don't want to do that with the Bible. I don't want to do that with Jesus. Easter is something that we should be celebrating every single day of our lives, because our Savior came to this earth and fulfilled his purpose of giving us a way to the Father. That is something that we should all be thankful for. That is something that we should all be screaming, you know, like we should be filling stadiums up and body painting ourselves for Jesus the same way that we do for our sports teams. And listen, I love our sports. I love watching people, you know, spell out Tar Heels on their chests and go crazy in the stadium. It's awesome. It's fun. Why are we not doing the same for Jesus? Now, I'm not saying get naked for Jesus and do all that. That's more of a joke. But what I am saying is why can we not give the same enthusiasm for the one who saved us as we can for the team that's most likely going to lose? Guys, let me tell you something. In March Madness, there's 68 teams that make the tournament. And guess what? Only one wins. Only one wins. We get so enthusiastic about our team and we get so hyped and we spend so much time and energy on these sports teams. And guys, let me tell you something. And I'm saying this to myself too as a Tar Heel fan. You have higher chances of losing and not watching the next round than you do watching someone raise a championship banner. But do you want to know the one place that you can get enthusiastic about and you're never going to lose? Is when you focus your attention on the King. Here comes our King. I'm not saying when I say that you can't lose, I'm not saying that life is always going to go perfect, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he is the only King forever. We talked about it last week. He doesn't lose. He doesn't have rivals. He has no equal. When we put our enthusiasm in him, we cannot lose. Doesn't mean that we're not going to go through trials. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through tribulations. But guess what the word says? That builds perseverance in the faith. Why? Because we fix our eyes on him. Amen. So guys, this week, get pumped up for Easter, baby, because it's our championship Sunday. This Sunday is the greatest Sunday to be a Christian, because we get to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Hey guys, if you liked this week's podcast, you could do us a huge favor by writing a review. This really helps push it out to more people and helps grow the audience and helps grow the podcast. And it, again, will help further the kingdom. Thank you guys.